For years, Tasmanian Indigenous people have complained about intolerance from their government. Now the recently returned Premier, Peter Goodwine, is introducing new steps towards reconciliation. Imogen Evans with this report.
The Tasmanian Liberal government this week pledged to move towards a treaty with the state's Indigenous communities. The treaty proposal comes as a surprise after a somewhat rough pass between government and the state's Indigenous population.
We had stolen land, we had genocide, we had massacres and invasion, which have not been reconciled, talked about fully with the community. It's sort of like hidden under a rock still. And that's happening in our schools already, but it needs to happen at a higher level of government to really recognise the pain and trauma that Aboriginal people have gone through and still go through now.
Mark Redmond, CEO of Reconciliation Tasmania. Well-known Tasmanian lawyer and Indigenous activist Michael Mansell says he's not getting his hopes up.
In the Tasmanian context, you've got to understand that we're coming out of an era of an ultra-conservative Liberal government that has spent 7 years attacking Aboriginal people and doing absolutely nothing for us. Whenever we told them not to do something, they would deliberately do it. And with a new Premier coming in to replace that regime, he is saying, look, we accept that we've done it wrong and we want to make amends. But the same people who backed his predecessor are still in power. So it's not going to be the normal sort of treaty you would expect. It will be very low scale, I would imagine.
The treaty comes on the back of a recent dispute over Aboriginal heritage protection when the Liberal government decided to introduce cable cars on Hobart's Kunanyi, Mount Wellington, despite the move being opposed by local Indigenous groups. Amnesty International Indigenous advisor Rodney Dillon wants the treaty to reflect the whole history of the stealing of Indigenous land.
I reckon the word treaty means that we're going to renegotiate what they should have negotiated on when they first came here, is about an agreement about how we all live here together. And our people traditionally, you know, owned this land and they stole our land off us. And a treaty should reflect in that they took the land and that they need to give some of that land back to our people. Our people was the richest people in the world. We had, you know, we've had art for as long as anyone else in the world, longer than anyone else. We've had language for longer. We've had all these other things, you know, music, song and dance and culture for a long time. And, you know, a lot of that's been destroyed and trodden on by these people. And the resources, we're as rich in resources. And they've taken all them off us. And I think it's now time for them to start cycling some of them back through to our people so that our people are not living in poverty and we're not, you know, living without houses. You know, our people are certainly living at the bottom group of the people in this country today. It's interesting that we've had 220 years and now we're only going to do it in 3 months. Providing it's done right, I think they can probably get away with doing that.
Reconciliation Tasmania's been talking to the government and the opposition and the Greens. We've got a verbal agreement with them that whichever government's in power in Tasmania, they will honour the spirit of the treaty. If we're going down a pathway to treaty, we would like to see a formal agreement, written agreement between all three parties that this treaty process is tripartisan, supported by the three parties, and no matter who's in government, this treaty process will not be halted, stalled or thrown in the bin like what happened in South Australia. All the great work that Reconciliation South Australia did and the Aboriginal community there did to get that treaty process on the way was discarded when the Liberal government got in South Australia, unfortunately. But that, we hope, will not happen here in Tassie.
Reconciliation Tasmania's Mark Redmond. The treaty announcement was made this week. So, what's next? Michael Manson again.
There'll be a meeting, I think, next week with the government-appointed representatives who will meet with Aboriginal people. We will ask them, you know, what are the parameters that they or the government understand the discussions are going to involve. Because unless we are going to be given a lot of land back, there is no point in having a treaty. If it's just going to be, tokenistic like the voice to Parliament, that's an absolute waste of time and we'll just go back to the streets and back to the barricades.
Amnesty International's Indigenous advisor, Rodney Dillon, ending that report by The Wire's Imogen Evans.